Cast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wilkinson. Today, we continue our practice in the book of Galatians. We are in the letter to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, not that there is another. But there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel other than the one that we preached to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Amen. Mosaic law wanted to be intertwined with the salvation of Christ's cross. Once Paul learned of this disturbing desire to intermingle dirt with blood, he began accursing those who tried to change the gospel to suit their own needs. He described not once, but twice, what would happen to those who sought to make the gospel their own truths, foregoing all instances of Christ's cross, true meaning of life everlasting, that Paul recognized could not be changed. He said, "You will be accursed, not once, but twice." He knows to preach the gospel did not include any aspect of Mosaic law, representing the only redemption Jesus came to live and die for, covering the sins of all humanity, not any customs from past Mosaic inconsistencies. Amen. Accursed you are changing the gospel. How dare you? As Paul would say. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Ellen and Alexandra. We pray for Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said we'd pray for. Pray for special intentions in our hearts today as we pray for the dying, as we do each day. We pray that their last breath be filled with the peace of Jesus. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ. Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Galatians. The letter to the Galatians Paul wrote, trying to overcome this disgust. And he accursed those who tried to change what salvation means in Jesus. Today's title of a two-stanza poem for verses 6 through 10 is Christ's Slave Am I, Not People Pleaser, Weak. Gospel grace forsaking quickly. Why? The why makes Paul amazed. Another gospel thought. Deny, cry, perverting wishful thinking, disturbing haze. Angel preaching another gospel accursed. Again, say as before preached. Another gospel distorts accursed, verse by verse. Beamings human, favor currying, streak. Christ's slave am I, not people pleaser, week. Amen. I am Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's February 3rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, each day we're closing around 6:03, being pretty consistent in that. Sometimes it comes up a little quicker than we want it to, but you know, that is the will of God in all things, to just surrender to what happens and be proactive to what you give as love, faith, and hope of charity's grace. Amen. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Blessings to my good friend John and Marie, and have an amazing day without distorting anything the gospel brings to your heart of life everlasting. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. As we close in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.